Walmart shares surging even after Macy's came out with worse than expected results. Looking around, what is the state of the U.S. consumer? How are retailers faring? We are so lucky to have with us Bert Flickinger, Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group, joining us here in our Interactive Broker Studios. Let's start with Walmart. Shares jumping the most in a year. Solid growth in their e-commerce business. Solid growth when it comes to consumers not seeing a huge impact by tariffs. Give us your sense. What's the most important thing we need to focus on in these earnings?
Most important thing, Lisa, is Walmart has the best CEO anywhere in worldwide retail and the best leadership team since Sam Walton started the company and ran it from 1962 to 1992.
So how so?
In that Doug McMillon believes in doing what's right. So, for example, in solar, sustainability, environmental, Walmart wasn't there under prior leadership. Walmart is up there with Amazon and Target as being the best in solar power. What's the implication for the consumer and the company? Is Walmart's able to pay higher prices, higher wages to its workers through the savings and the money it's making through environmental and sustainable solar and lowering prices to shoppers. Everybody's winning.
Let's dig a little bit further into salaries or wages, you know, hourly wages. Walmart has come under a lot of attack traditionally for not paying people that much or having people on a part-time basis so they don't have to pay them benefits. There have been salary increases or wage increases, hourly wage increases. How has that affected their business?
It's affected the business in terms of higher worker satisfaction, higher productivity, higher retention, greater consumer satisfaction scores through consumerreports.com, et cetera. So Walmart, that was criticized for raising prices because Sam Walton, the founder, wrote in his book, My Story, he always paid workers as little as they could. His son, on the 40th anniversary of the Walmart profit sharing plan, blew up the plan. And Doug McMillon was, for the last 5 years, record comparison and same store sales since he started because he believes in doing what's right for the worker, which is right for the shopper and right for the community.
And has there been a less political pressure on Walmart as a result?
There's been less political power. McMillon, who's this son of a Vietnam veteran army doctor, took it upon himself to discontinue automatic and semi-automatic weapons years ago. So in addition to solar sustainability, discontinuing merchandise with the Confederate flag, and raising shoppers' standards of living through the lowest prices Walmart's had in 10 years, and establishing co-low price leadership with Winco, lowest in the U.S., Walmart's winning for the worker, the shopper, and really helping to drive the economy and the stock market today. Yeah. As you said, Walmart's up almost 5%. The S&P retail index, the XRT on the Bloomberg's down almost 1%. So Walmart's really breaking through.
Bert, clearly the Walmart earnings inspired you on multiple levels. Let's move on to something that may be a little less inspiring, but at least isn't as bad as some people have been expecting. We're talking JCPenney came out with less bad results than people had been expecting. What stands out to you?
Lisa, as you've reported well for a long time, is Penny's major debt maturities come up in 2022, 2023. Penny has dynamic new leadership. If they get enough time and financial forbearance, they can turn the company around. But with declining earnings and same-store sales, they really have to do it between the fourth quarter and into the next fiscal year, as you've reported, because the debt covenants and credit lines and terms could be tightened otherwise.
Yeah, and it really remains to be seen whether there'll be patience among bond investors when it comes to this name. I want to broaden out generally to see what all of the earnings and the economic data means about the U.S. consumer. Time again, economists come out, they say businesses are pulling back their spending, but still the U.S. consumer is in a good state, solid, continues to spend. The retail sales figure is better than expected. Do you think that this is sort of a lagging indicator that will slow down based on what we're seeing, or do you think that this is an accurate read of where we're at?
It's bifurcated. As you referenced, Macy's, department and specialty stores all struggling. What we're seeing is that common denominator, all the retailers are winning are low price. TJX, Amazon, Aldi, Walmart, Target, BJ's, Costco, and they're all using solar to pay more in terms of worker compensation and lower prices. So with the lower prices, they profitably increase market share while the 20th century proverbial Roman empires of retail are crumbling.
So what does that mean? I mean, if the low-cost retailers are doing best, is that bearish? Does that mean that the consumer isn't doing that well because they're gravitating to the lowest price items? Or does it mean that people just simply can compare prices and want a good deal?
As you're referencing, Lisa, consumers can compare prices. But as you've reported this week and on the Bloomberg, debt for seniors between the ages of 50 to 70 have increased 70 to 100%. And as a result, those are the sweet spot for the department stores. So they're really careful in terms of spending. So instead of going to the department store, they go to Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls. And consumers, as you said so well, whether it's price discovery, whether it's Walmart.com, Amazon, or Alibaba, are getting the lowest prices and buying online or buying off price.
So when we talk about Walmart, we have to look ahead to Target, too. Target used to be called Target by some because it caters to a little bit higher end consumer than Walmart. So there seems to be a battle for a customer between Walmart and Target. Who's winning?
Walmart's winning, but there's an opportunity for both Target and Walmart with the liquidation of Toys R Us is that they both have much more room and should have more space for selling toys, as well as with a record number of rescue pets, puppies and cats being adopted, growing 2 to 3 times more than the birth rate for children in the U.S. Pet toys and accessories are going up, and the common denominator they both have is solar. There are 30 nuclear plants being decommissioned and even more coal, so they're locking in their power rates, number two operating cost at half at the 2019 price for the next 20 years, and pouring those savings back into the shopper and their stores and innovation while the rest of retails like Fred Flintstone, Slate Rock Quarry, just watching the world go by, think it won't change.
So just quickly here to tie this all together and put a bow on it, I'm wondering, taking a look at the earnings we've gotten out of the retail sector so far, the retail economic data that we got out this morning, how would you characterize the state of the U.S. consumer?
Dickens-esque, best of times and worst of times from Tale of Two Cities. Best of times, Walmart, Target, Costco, Aldi, TJX, Burlington, the off-price retailers. Worst of times for the department stores, food stores, drug stores, and specialty stores.
Bert Flickinger, always wonderful having you. Thank you.
Great to team up, Lisa. Thank you.
Bert Flickinger, Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studios, taking a look at Walmart.